Hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Hello, Mama.
Hi, girlfriend.
I got some stuff we want to talk about tonight.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I know. How are you doing?
I know you want to know how I'm doing. I know if you... Do you really want to know?
Not really.
I know.
Of course I do.
So I'm going to bitch a little bit.
That's okay. You've been bitching all weekend.
Yeah.
It's been a struggle.
It's been a long time. Normano's been home from the knee surgery.
Yeah.
Was it 9 weeks, 21 weeks?
It feels like
almost
it.
A year, right?
Yeah.
It'll be a year next week.
He's been off. It feels like it, right?
Yeah. But it's starting to drag.
Yeah.
It's starting to drag on.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't enjoy him home. I love having, you know, the company and stuff. But my normal pattern of life,
yeah.
And I'm a girl that loves a schedule.
Right.
I like things on a schedule. You like to pee on a schedule. I like to have things on a schedule. And so I'm more having to be in a flow that's
right.
Not my flow.
No.
It's somebody else's flow. And I know people are out there going, oh, well, girlfriend.
Just
you don't
get over it.
Get over that one. Well, I am trying. And so I'm experiencing kind of like a dog days of summer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of the mosquitoes, tired of bugs, tired of a fly. There's this one fly in my bed at night. And I'm not talking about Normano.
Nope.
Just talking about a real fly. And he lands in my ear.
And you just had enough of it.
I'm just about done.
Yeah.
And today, on the way home from Dixon, Illinois, on the way home, on the highway, three little kids had signs up that said, free. And they were like, really, really, like, please, please, we're begging you, free cucumbers. And I went, you know what? I get it.
Cucumbers are going crazy.
We have more cucumbers than heaven.
Yeah.
We just have too many cucumbers. We've actually bought ball jars to pickle them, and I've lost all interest now. And, I can't look at another cucumber.
I can't pickle them. I don't even want to pickle them.
No.
I told you the other day, I said, this pickling thing, they say you can't use an aluminum pot. I'm like, I gotta go out and buy another pot. I just, you know.
And I can go to Aldi and get pickles for 79 cents.
Yeah, I just don't want to.
And I enjoy them.
I think what's going to happen is the raccoons and the squirrels and the land is going. Are they going to love the old cucumbers that are going to be out around our house?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't either. But I mean,
we're having two a day though. We're literally having cucumbers every single.
Yeah.
I mean, two a piece.
Yes.
Like I have one for lunch and dinner.
Right.
Yeah.
We cannot eat enough cucumbers.
No.
And it's
great for the little bees are having a good time.
Zucchini bread, right?
That's
good. You can't do cucumber bread.
No, you either eat cucumbers raw.
Right.
Or you pickle them.
Exactly.
There's no in between.
Yeah.
I've never heard of cucumber bread.
Like the old guy at the gym, he brings us garlic.
Yeah.
We go, oh, thank you, sir. Would you like some cucumbers? And he went, no.
Well, this is the funny part. You realize at
you
some
cannot
point,
even give them people, away.
You can't give them away.
No.
I mean, you know, in prison. I mean, that's what I want. I don't want to go to our food bank and give them to them.
Oh,
and I'm sure they're going to be like, we've got
really?
Enough cucumbers.
Really, bitches?
Really? Yeah,
you're giving us cucumbers?
This is your first fruits? Come on. We know.
This is your tithe?
You know, though, in Oregon, where our garden's at, they have meals on wheels. Maybe they could have them.
Maybe so.
I don't know. What do we do with the pickles?
We don't know what to do with the cucumbers.
Yeah.
I just don't know. And they're trying to give them away.
We're trying. We're doing our best.
And so this week, too, the one bright spot of my week is as you know, I've been harboring this desire for a gator for a long time.
And expand on that.
Yes. A gator is like a John Deere
golf cart.
Golf cart, but it's more like a tractor or a
golf cart.
It's like
a John Deere golf cart, so it's like an upgraded $10,000
golf
cart.
If you're lucky,
you know,
if
it's
you're
really
lucky,
not
you
a four
can get
by four, like a four wheeler. It's not like
it's not a four wheeler.
Off the road, well, it's off road, but it's
go
not.
Off-road. Yeah,
it's not like a you know one of those four wheeler or three wheeler things.
So we're driving down the highway on Monday, and one of the people on the highway, you know, we've lived here like 25 years. We know we know these people. He's wheeling out this faux gator. With a for sale sign on it, you know. And it's not it ain't pretty, but it's
no.
pretty.
No.
And but I'm a girl who's never met a golf cart she didn't love.
At this stage in your life, stage of your life, you would be compulsing about golf carts.
I mean, I could be adopting, you know, children.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But no.
Snowballs. Snow globes.
Snow globes.
Yeah.
But no. Golf carts. This one had no real, it could have been from the 70s or whatever. But, you know, we got it for a real, 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 real good price.
Yeah.
And so we get it home and we start looking at it and it's a Harley Davidson.
Yep. Harley Davidson.
It's a Colombian Harley Davidson made in Deerfield, Wisconsin.
Yes.
And that sucker goes fast. And granted, it may catch fire,
which it has,
and it can't stop yet. It can't turn right, nor left,
nor left. Especially when you're going fast.
And I remember you took it for a spin. I was so proud of it, and she took it for a spin, and you came. And I go, Julie, sweetie, what did you think? And your words were,
"Death trap."
It's a death trap.
Yeah, I said, "Well, it goes fast." And the faster you go, the less it breaks and the less it turns.
Right.
So it's a death trap. And I would prefer nobody to ride it until we figured this out.
And my thought was, yeah, baby, tramps like us.
That's right.
Baby, we were born to run.
You know, it's so funny. You come home. I was not with you when we made the decision.
No, of course not.
No, of course
not. Exactly. You wouldn't have let me.
I would have let you. You would have said this to me.
I know.
Don't tell me no.
I would have said that.
And I'm like, done. I'm not telling you no. I go, but we already have two golf carts. I mean, literally, how many?
I plan on getting at least two more.
Please.
I know for sure I'm going to get one more.
Yeah.
Because guess what I don't have right now? I do not have a battery-operated one.
Wonderful.
So I'm going to get
one
of those.
And I thought it would be awesome if you did this and sold them to make a little extra money on the side.
And I agree with you.
Yes, but I don't know how long you'll keep them.
Right.
10, 20, 30 years. You know, I love you about this because we've literally just come to the conclusion, like, we've got to get rid of everything. Clearing house, clear the clutter.
Except for?
And then the next, literally, and that 2 hours later, you walk to the door. Guess what I just bought? I go, oh, I can't wait. What'd you buy? Would you give me something for lunch? What am I having?
KFC.
KFC. A golf cart. What? Excuse me? We have two golf carts. I mean, a year ago, we had none.
Right.
And I didn't think I was lacking. I must have been wrong on that because now, a year, literally less than a year later, a family of three has three golf carts.
100%.
And
it's
so,
a flotilla.
Yeah, it's a parade. And you're like, I'm rolling around in my head this new screenplay, which requires three golf carts. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just saying, but that could be. I don't know what to tell you, girlfriend. I mean, I didn't know we were lacking, but now...
Don't tell me no.
And Normano pays the guy, and he's like, I'm glad I got this. I go, oh, yeah. He told you that? Yeah.
He didn't. Here's the thing. I was, we're talking to the guy, you know, and Norm's going, I don't know what to do. And I get a phone call. And I go, I'm sorry, but I have to take this phone call. I roll the window up and I take this phone call. So I really literally left it in Norm's hands.
Oh, that was not brilliant. But, you know.
But I knew I knew he would do it, though.
Yeah, because he knew that you wanted it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it made Mom happy, right? And she goes, yeah, and I want something that I can tinker around with. I'm like, oh, geez, really? You want something you want to tinker around with?
Yeah.
I go, all right.
Is that what he really said?
Well, I think he couldn't figure out what else he's going to do with this thing. Yeah. It is literally.
I'm gonna work his ass on this thing.
Great,
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
or I'm gonna call one of our drunk mechanics
that fixes almost anything
almost any time,
and for almost any amount of money.
Yeah,
yes,
depending on where he's at,
depending on where he's at in the six pack,
yeah.
or the case, whatever. So yeah, I was. You know, it is interesting because you also said after you told me you bought this, and you're like, oh, I don't know, Julie, there might be something wrong with me. there literally might be something wrong with me.
There might be something wrong. There really is something wrong with me right now.
Because
I'm telling you, there really is.
And so I'm like, all right, but you were happy.
I'm happy.
You know.
I'm happy in the midst of my whatever is wrong with me right now.
Yeah.
My desperation, whatever, my recklessness.
Yeah.
whatever you want to call it.
Well, I love the fact that you are quoting, you know, lyrics from Adele's song.
Yes.
You know,
that is true.
You know, and I
love... Wait. Bruce Springsteen and Adele are my two mentors right now.
Yeah. You know, we're feeling old. It makes us feel reckless and it makes us feel restless, right?
Yes. And tramps like us, baby.
We were born to run.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Adele is still like 27, 24, whatever. She made this record. I'm like, Adele, stop.
Yeah.
Just stop, you old soul, you.
Yeah.
You know. But I understand. I think it's not like you're doing crack. You know,
no, and this thing is not like a golf cart. It is. It really runs fast, and down the streets in our complex, it looks like a little car.
But I know you say this, but I still don't understand. Oh, sure, it does. No? I still don't understand the reasoning behind it all, except that it was a good deal.
Because I did not know at the time it was a Harley.
Yeah.
And this just makes me happy.
I agree.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the next thing you said to me was, we may have to get a shed. Because I'm starting to collect bigger things that we will need to store.
I actually looked at sheds today.
Of course
Barry's
you did.
Barnyard, backyard, barnyard sheds.
Yes. Barry's, exactly.
Yeah. Rent to own, girlfriend. Yeah. Rent to own.
You know, why not? Why not rent to own them? And if we forget a payment, will he just come up and take it? And then he'll take everything in it.
Well, that's I asked the guy because he has a body shop, the one that we got the golf cart from.
By the way, he used to work for our mechanic.
He did used to work
oh,
for
yeah.
that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know him? That is so great.
Yeah.
That is also great
because he's another mechanic that I only see ride his bike around.
Yeah.
And he didn't drive the thing here. He drove, had somebody else drive a car.
He couldn't drive, yeah.
No, he doesn't drive.
He can't drive. He can bike.
He bikes well.
Yeah.
He bikes.
Yeah. Oh, that makes it even more, come on. It's like awesome, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's awesome because you also said you were hearing this story on one of your Christian channels. And talking about how this man wanted a house.
Mm-hmm.
And
he prayed to God for a house, and he didn't have a pot to piss in.
Literally.
Literally.
But he was a man, which meant his whole backyard was the pot. I mean, let's just face it. When men say I have a pot to piss in, they're just screwing with us because I see urine everywhere. I mean, they're literally dropping drawer and pissing wherever they want to piss.
They don't need a pot.
They don't need a pot. I need a drawer. So, you know.
Which we will talk about after this story.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but
I'm getting cankles again. I don't like
no,
that.
No, Julie, don't grow.
I know. It's making me crazy.
Julie said she had to, there was no rest areas available. There was no room at the inn to go.
No.
She's driving her 18-wheeler this week.
14.
For daddy.
Yes.
Because he can't yet. And so she had to go to the bathroom, and there was no place in the inn to go to the bathroom. And I said, did you pee in your hard hat? And she goes, oh, God.
No.
So gross, mother. Yeah. I peed in one of the drawers.
and it worked out perfectly.
I said, drawers are another name for underpants.
Yes.
So you peed in your drawers.
In your drawers.
In my underwear.
Yeah. You don't know.
I didn't. I'm not judging.
No. I mean.
But maybe everybody else is listening.
I don't care. Yeah. You know, I mean, when you got to go, you got to go. This is an empty drawer. I wash it out with water. What else am I going to do?
What else are you gonna do?
I mean, luckily,
is it made of wood or plastic?
Plastic.
Okay.
Oh my God!
I just was wondering.
Really, you were wondering that?
Yes.
That was what we have wooden drawers in the truck now, and
you
I took
what?
It and I peed in it.
It's what's that Laura's show on HGTV where they take antiques or flea market flip,
yeah.
And they take different things. And they got to make cool stuff out of it. That your drawer was once a toilet.
Was my drawer once a toilet, or my drawer now a toilet?
Yes, exactly.
You know, I'm just hoping that at some point, you know, sometimes you think you have to just go pee pee, and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Something else happens, and I would hope that never happens to me.
Yes,
that used to be a little too much for me.
Yes,
and I'm like, I come
now, home. Now what do you do?
Well, then you hope to God you don't get pulled over because you know you can't dump that. You're like,
you know. Dump the dump.
Dump the dump. That'd be wrong. And then you're just like, officer, don't look back there. Just don't. We got going down back there. I don't want to see.
Yeah. He probably thinks you got weed back there.
Yeah. I go, no, it's not weed. It's not. I wish it was.
What's the weed?
I wish it was, but it's not. A homeless man came into my cab while I was in the bathroom and took a dump.
Yes. That's what you got. That's all you got to say. Yeah, just it was a homeless deny guy. It was you. First
was,
of all, you can deny it's not a dump, no matter what they say. Just like, no, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. And also
it's
deny.
It's my artwork.
Yes, it's art.
Or it's my medical specimen. at this point, it's no longer my number two.
No.
It's someone's medical specimen.
Ah.
You know, oh, I collect it.
Or you could have been, you're right. It's something
it's a stool sample.
Yes.
It's
a stool sample.
Yeah, at this moment, it's now a stool sample.
Officer, could you just leave my stool sample alone because it has to go right to the doctor's office?
Yes, as soon as I get back.
As soon as I get back.
I am taking it there.
It has to be there in the morning. Unless you can get a car.
I can follow you. Put the lights on, officer. It needs the lights. Like, it don't look that good, honey. I'm taking iron. When I take iron, it doesn't look that great. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a little low on the iron.
I'm a little low on the iron.
A little low on the iron. So I got to take the iron, and it makes me look like that. I'm sorry. Men don't have this problem.
That's right. That's right. So where were we?
Well, did you know you're talking to a genius, by the way? Did you know that?
Did you take an IQ test or something?
I kind of. I was reading my book
about
habits, making habits, breaking habits.
Yes.
It's sort of like, I want to make a movie about that, like Breaking Bad, but it's like making habits, breaking habits.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking Habits, season six.
Yeah. Got to break those habits. And then Normano comes in with chips and cookies. I'm like, F you, Normano. How dare you?
Ah, no. We did try to bribe you today.
Yes, you did.
Sorry about that.
I was weak and I had some, so that's no
did
big deal.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you're so happy. No wonder you're in a good mood.
yes.
Making habits, making habits.
Anyway, we were talking to our dear friend Francine today from Quebec. I talk about the energies and fifth dimension work. And I opened up the book because sometimes I feel compelled. And I open up a book that's around me. And I opened up. Remember I said?
Yes.
There is magic and opposites.
That's right.
There is magic and opposites. Mm-hmm. And nobody got that because we were talking about how there is no magic and opposites at that time.
You were talking
about
being in alignment.
Yeah, I totally read that there's magic and opposites.
And we went, okay.
Okay, where'd you come up with that,
Julie? And we were just trying to placate you.
Yeah. But there was a study done about the most creative geniuses. And what they have the capability to do is to see opposites. And they gave an example.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that it's called it's a Greek god, Junius. It's the
Juno?
With the person with the face on both sides.
Yes, yes,
And they're called, I don't know, it's Jay something, Janius or Joan, you know.
Janus.
Janus, yeah, and Janosian or something like that. Uh-huh. But anyway, he gave an example of Einstein. Because Einstein, like, he goes, if you jumped off a building, you're moving in respect to the building. But if you threw out a pebble from your pocket the exact same time you were moving and it falls the exact same time as you are, you're both to each other standing still.
Ah.
And so how can you be moving and standing still at the exact same
time? Therefore, the opposites.
Yes. And I go, man, that's just totally me because at every given moment, I see everyone's point of view.
That's really true.
I totally see what you're coming from, and I totally see what you're coming from. I go, I totally get it. And, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, that's right. It hurts every once in a while to remove that picket from your
exactly.
Ass.
Yeah. It does hurt. It does
from
hurt.
Sitting
but
on the fence.
But now I can stand firmly with that picket up my butt because I am a creative genius.
You are a genius.
And
I've always said you were a genius.
Yes, you did.
You've always been in like the highest percentile ever.
I know. You would.
When they invented percentiles, they invented that just because of you.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I did not have the parents of like I had the
Einstein's
hippie
parents.
No, Einstein didn't. I mean, his parents were like, Einstein was a really interesting dude. I mean, in the sense of like, you know, he had a wife back home with kids, and he's like, you know, she's like, hey, you need to make some money, honey. You know, what's going on? And he's just messing around with stuff and
trying to like this thing.
Like, oh, how can I think and worry about
I had
my
this
kid?
Carrying around this ball of string.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
I'm looking at string theory here. Yeah. I'm looking at the theory of relativity.
This theory, what am I going to do? I got these scientists behind me tapping up my, you know, biting at my heels and like, you know, and yada, yada, yada. But what was I saying?
You're talking about Einstein.
Yeah, before. So anyway, so.
Oh, and maybe his parents? No, you said you had
I was talking about you and Armando. Because I did have the smarts. But what I lacked was parents that took that and like worked me.
Like what?
Well, like because I had him. Like you guys, oh, you guys are smart enough.
Oh, I did. That's right. That's
true.
You're
smart enough. Oh no, you guys, you're smart enough.
And we were smart enough. Well, you were always smart enough for the grade that you were in.
Yes, we really were.
Yeah.
But we had the potential.
Yes,
to for so much more. And then at some point, you're like, well, that potential came and went. Because when you realize the people who've excelled, they had the, and they also had someone cracking a whip.
They had the drive, the grit.
Yes.
And we had the munchums.
Yeah.
The Cheetos.
Yeah. We had the long hours of trucking. Because you know what? When somebody's a trucker in the family, literally it drains the whole family.
Doesn't it though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
doesn't it, girlfriend?
Screw you, Daddy-O.
Screw you, Normano.
And the trucking, and the truck that you rode in on.
So can I
can I
talk a little bit about how much fun it was, an out-of-body experience, to see our movie that we made.
On the big screen.
On the big screen.
At Magic Box.
At Music Box
Theater in Chicago.
Music Box Theater in Chicago.
Near Wrigley. Yes, tell us.
It was fun.
It was fun.
It was so cool.
What was interesting is that you chose to come.
And what was really, really fun, that I will not ever get over, and I think it might just be like heroin to me, was they laughed. And they laughed at all the right spots. And then they applauded. And then they laughed some more. And then they applauded.
Yeah.
And at the very end, they applauded a lot. And I love the applause.
Yeah.
Curtains up, light the lights. I got nothing to hit but the heights.
Woo!
You'll be swell, you'll be great. Honey, everything's coming up roses.
Aww. Elliot's crying.
Yeah, our little boy's crying.
He's fine.
But it was awesome, though.
It was awesome.
And among the many, many super compliments we got was one of the drama teacher in Mendota High School said that we had a Tarantino-like flair.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
Tarantino-like flair, baby.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's right, honey.
That's right. Don't you forget it.
Yeah, Tarantino.
I'm taking that hypodermic and
exactly
it right in your chest.
Exactly. And you know, I'm there for that. But it was fun. I think, you know, first of all, it was a big distraction in July. I mean, a lot of stuff was going
on. And
down.
We needed that because of the dad's recuperation, which sucks the life out of everything, doesn't
right.
it? Now, am I grateful that he had this surgery and to see that he's got a different type of pain now?
Yeah.
I mean, he was in pain for many, many years and walked really horribly.
Right.
And he's doing so much better, and this knee is, I don't, like I said, it's been how many years has been since he had the surgery? I don't know.
Yeah, 100.
It's June 29th.
Yeah, since June 29th. Yeah.
So, but it just feels like it's been forever.
Yeah.
You know, but it's been a long time, and so to have this distraction, was a fun distraction because we've had not so much fun distractions with this, all this physical therapy and people coming to the house.
And what I also feel like was this really huge connection on a different level of having something like having a hobby that it requires much from us.
Yes.
Never had that.
Mm-mm.
Where, you know, this required a lot, even though it was only for a weekend, but then it was driving back and forth and doing this and
And the commitment.
And the commitment.
Was there.
To follow it through to the natural conclusion.
And that's
new
for us.
Which is my theme for the year.
This is your theme for the last 3 months, for sure. I'm thinking Julie's going to say one more time.
Yeah. Well, it was
going
funny.
I'm going to follow this.
I was
conclusion.
Hoping to have my capstone completely done by the end of August, end of July.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not. I mean, I turned in my next part. You know, I'm just waiting for the response on that. And I remember... I'm just 2 days behind, Mama. Just 2 or 3 days behind. But you have been, this is where you're at. You're to the point where everybody else's stuff is driving you crazy. Like Dad's recovery, taking forever. My capstone, taking forever.
Oh, that's okay, girlfriend. I got me another golf cart I'm going to buy.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. But, and so when you have a close-knit family, you can, Mobile. And when the
goes
mobile.
Goes off of balance.
Yeah, you can feel it. You understand
yes.
it.
Yes.
And so, you know.
Like, for example, Norm, at night, wherever he is at in the stage of his recovery,
yeah.
he just sweats at night. Now, I don't know if that's normal, if the anesthesia is coming out.
Right.
But literally, I hate that
literally.
Word. Literally. Okay. It's just T-shirts 3 times a night,
yeah.
new T-shirts, and it's just always. And so if I turn over my side and I happen to be near him,
right.
you know, the heat is just horrible.
Yeah, you've been complaining about that. Like you're hot too.
Yeah,
now.
I'm hot because of just the.
It's like what's going on?
Yeah.
And he, which is interesting because he never does that. He usually is so cold.
Oh, I know.
Which is maybe that's going to be a good thing for him. Maybe he's going to be like up in his, you know, testosterone a little bit. That'd
maybe.
Be lovely.
I don't know.
I heard a joke the other day. It was sage advice. You know, I told you I had to go into Chicago for Special Olympics with Doug and mm-hmm. David, Doug's son-in-law, mm-hmm. Married to Hillary, and then, you know, the baby Jack and me. And on the way back, we stopped and we had burgers. And they bought... the Elvis burger
mm-hmm.
with
peanut butter
and bananas. And they just loved it. And I was like, I don't know if I can stomach it. I had a salad. However, Dave and I went in together to get them to get to go. And it wasn't ready. And literally we had to wait there for like 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point you just lose. You're like, I don't want to talk about it with you. I mean, I've had conversations with you for a half an hour. But here at this moment, I'm starting to feel a little awkward, you know. And so I said, oh, you know what I like about you two as parents, you know, Dave and Hillary? And
trying to pull out the compliment bag.
Exactly. I go, you seem to enjoy being parents. And he goes, yeah, I certainly do enjoy making parent babies or, you know, whatever. Like, there's a line and he crossed it. Except that he knows that, you know, I come from being open-minded about talking about that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said, ah, David, that's so funny. And then he goes, you know, I was talking to, when I was getting married, I was talking to one of my teachers and she wanted to give me advice. I'm like, oh, that was nice. She goes, she's been married a long time and I respect her and she wanted to give me advice. She goes, can I give you advice? I go, yeah. He goes, well, here's, tell your wife this. I'm married a long time. He goes, if the answer is yes, just tug on it once. And if the answer is no, tug on it 100 times. And then,
I'm not sure I get it.
And then David goes, you get it, Julie? And I go, yes, I get it. But really, 100, it's going to take 100 times? Why not just 50? Do you get it, Mom?
I'm not sure. If the answer is yes, tug on it once.
Like,
if the answer is no,
tug on it 100 times.
Meaning, hey, honey, you want sex? No.
Yeah.
And then do it 100 times. Tug on it 100 times.
Yeah.
Got
tug
it.
Tug on it 100 times.
Times.
And therefore, he's happy anyway.
Oh, my God. Really? That's what the teacher said
yes,
to him?
I'm like, hashtag me too.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Hopefully you weren't there any longer.
Yeah, I don't know what
food.
More I would
what
have
else
heard.
Would you have said?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Julie, you know I enjoy making babies. And by the way, tug on it 100 times. Sounds like Peter on the Family Guy.
Exactly. Well, you never know. That's the thing. We were starting to like, we're pulling out these old jokes. And like, oh, man, this is where we're ending up. You're like, well, I'm starting to get a little uncomfortable just sitting here, standing here, you know.
Yeah.
I don't mind being in silence, but it's like.
So what else is going on with you, Julie?
Well, let me see. You know, I told you I was a genius.
Yes.
Because I see the opposites of everything.
And you're a genius who is hopefully going to finish her master's degree this month, very shortly.
Well, girlfriend. I must finish this month, but I am very close to finishing it. And you will not have to hear me talk about it. I will just sneak the minutes away here and there.
But guess what, though? Guess who won the... Julie and I had a bet this week.
Yeah.
And I believe I won because...
Of course you did.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you.
Well, the bet was Normano was harping on us. Literally every list that we had for the grocery store.
Anything.
You know, please buy big, you know, industrial strength clippers for trees because I want to turn the trees on top of
like
the semi.
15 feet.
Yeah.
He wanted to extend 15 to 17 feet. Every time we left the house.
Yeah.
Did you get me
the clippers? I need to chop these trees, these limbs down. I need to scratch up my paint.
Yeah. So how many weeks has he had it now?
Well, he's had it for just one full one.
Okay. And I don't think so.
No, because we got it last week.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So that day that we got it then, and I had a bet.
We had a bet.
I took the easy win.
Yes.
I said in a week...
I'll bet you $10 that in 7 days, Dad will have used it. And I go, do you want to take that bet? He goes, you go, hell yeah.
Hell, easiest $10 ever made.
Exactly. And I know.
And I only allowed you 3 times to nudge him.
And you
nudged him 3 times all at once, which was crazy.
No, I nudged him once. Uh-huh. But then I nudged him today even.
Did you nudge him today?
I said, you know, it'd be lovely to get those damn things done. Yeah. Or I even nudged him 2 days ago. I go, Dad, what do you think about that? What do you think about getting those clips done? You know? We even told him about the bet.
Yeah,
we even told him.
Yes, we did.
That. And so in some ways, I win even though I lose.
Okay.
And here's my theory behind it.
Is this the genius theory?
Yes, because this is my opposites theory. Because you always say, Normano does whatever you tell him. He's like, you know, I'm like, nah, 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 nah. I go, Julie, you tell him this because then he'll do it. He won't ever listen to me. I go, not anymore, baby. I've got evidence. That I've even said, I'm betting on you, Norm. I'm betting on you, Dad, to come through for me. And you didn't come through for me.
I knew he wouldn't come through for you.
Yeah, like, we bought you that $55 piece of equipment there. Yeah. $55.
Yeah, $55 for a non-working man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's worth it.
Yeah, I took him out to lunch today. You know, and as we're pulling out of the driveway, I did say, I go, you know, I think I'm going to be winning a bet tomorrow. Just like that. And he goes... I did it just so you would win, honey.
Oh.
I didn't do it so that you would win.
Was that sweet of him?
No, he's saying that he didn't do it because he wanted me to win.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
That's the biggest lie ever.
Well, you picked the easy bet, though.
I did.
So you won either way. You would have won if you lost because he would have done it.
Yeah, that's true. And I like losing those kind of bets.
Yeah, you like going, I like winning either way, like a win-win.
Yeah.
You know?
But he just bugged us relentlessly.
Yeah.
Every time we went out. Did you get that? What did you call him? A big old... I don't know what you call them.
To
chop down these trees.
Right.
It wasn't like a machete. It's like a hedge clipper, but a giant industrial one.
Right.
That's really tall and slides.
Right. So, I'm happy that you won. I'm happy I lost, I guess, because I can see where I won. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I almost feel like I can now see the beauty in almost everything.
I can too.
We're really working in that fifth dimension.
Yes.
That new world.
Yes.
The new Jerusalem.
The new heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth.
Yes.
And as I'm realizing what this all means, is that it means that we're just making lemonade out of lemons. That's what this all means. We just positively aspect the crap in our life. And like, hey, third dimension work has big piles of crap everywhere.
And fifth dimension?
There's a big pony right there next to it.
That's right.
And we only see the pony. And we happen to be riding the pony.
And I'm the wise woman on the hill, the Oracle of Delphi.
Yeah.
Somebody travels.
Delphi?
Delphi. Okay. But in the fifth dimension, it's called Delphi.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
What?
but people have hired Sherpas to you know, take them up the mountain to meet me.
We call ourselves Sherpas.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, but they've hired Sherpas to come to climb the mountain to meet me and ask me like one question.
Yeah. Oh,
and cool. My answer to them is always the same.
Look within.
Milk,
look above.
Milk, lemonade. This is where fudge is made. And you know what, though?
Yeah.
If you really think about it.
Yeah. It's the truth.
It's the truth.
What else more do you need?
And milk, sustenance of life.
Yeah.
Lemonade.
A little sweetly.
Full or half.
Exactly.
Empty.
Yeah, exactly. That was Douglas.
Oh, okay.
He can wait. Yes. He knows what we're doing.
Yes, exactly.
You know, he
He's just
knows.
Being annoying.
Exactly. Exactly. So there it is. That's good. I was watching TV the other day, and it was something about on Science Channel, the Earth, mm-hmm. you know, and it was how the Earth moves or how the Earth is made, and they literally scared the crap out of me in some sense. But what I realized that there may be some benefits to global warming that we're causing because we're in the midst. And I knew this when I was growing up. When I was in science class in my elementary school and junior high, we learned that we are always in the middle of an ice age. Mm-hmm. Like the next great big ice age is just around the corner. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with the way the Earth is tilted and the way the sun, we rotate around the sun. And, you know, it has a lot to do with angles and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're 1,500 years, which is just a blink of an eye, mm-hmm. from a full-blown ice age. Mm-hmm. If things were the same. But what's going on is that because we're putting all these chemicals in the air and we're having global warming, mm-mm. it kind of feels like we may be able to push off this ice age.
Oh.
Because right now they were saying that since the ice age is coming in 1,500 years, that glaciers should be growing. Mm-hmm. And they're not growing.
No, they're breaking off.
They're shrinking.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying that's good, mm-hmm. but what if, because we're hurting the planet, we're actually, we don't survive very well in ice ages, you know?
Oh, no. We're still finding our ancestors
frozen
in glaciers.
And pretty well preserved. They're still finding them. So we don't do well in ice ages.
Yeah.
And
one of your cousins was in the mouth of a woolly mammoth.
I know. Sarah. Sorry, girlfriend. What happened? I'm mostly like a... Sarah. That's how I...
That was her name.
That was her name. They did not know how to vocalize.
Oh, my God, cousin.
They did not know how to vocalize just quite yet. Just clicks. Yeah. They're so cold. Their teeth are chattered.
Yeah. Eskimo, no, you didn't.
Oh, you have been waiting.
I've been waiting to say
for
that.
For so many days to say that.
Thank you, Julie.
It didn't fit in our movie at all. You're like,
I know. It was a great punchline in our movie, which never happened.
You know what?
It was left on the cutting room floor.
I know you thought it was a great line.
Eskimo, no, you didn't.
It wasn't as good as you thought it was.
It's because I think it is.
Well, you didn't have a good setup. You just kept saying, I don't know how I'm going to use this, but Eskimo, no, you didn't.
I love
it. But it was from someplace else. What was it from?
I got inspired from somebody that said, kimono, you didn't.
Yeah, kimono, you didn't. I'm like, oh, I've got to use.
I can one up that.
Yeah.
Eskimo, no, you didn't.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, since you're talking about the Earth, I'm going to talk real briefly about something that I heard, which is that in a lot of grade schools, they are teaching that the Loch Ness Monster is real.
Oh, hello.
Now,
I knew that.
This is not in public schools, but in private, some private evangelical Christian schools are teaching that the Loch Ness Monster is real, and they're saying that it's a real dinosaur. Mm. And they're using this dinosaur as a way to somehow date the planet to be like 2,000 or whatever
6,000 years old.
However
yeah.
they added that up.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting.
That's ridiculous.
But isn't that interesting?
It's interesting.
Like you just go, That's real.
That's real.
And you just say that.
And now it is.
And now you then work backwards from there.
And now you have belief.
And now you got a belief. And now you got a bunch of kids that are going to believe that.
Yeah.
And who knows what that's going to look like in 20 years. Who knows?
We'll have a huger group of insects.
They're going to talk like this. Amen.
Amen. To the Connie Cross. That's so sad. There's got to be a, I don't know. Elliot, you're okay, little
guy. Do you
want
to go let him out?
Yeah, talk amongst yourself, Mother.
I will just close the door, really. Right now.
Okay, yeah. In fact, don't let him out of his crate. Just close the door so he don't hear the crying yeah. and the whining.
Well, he's hearing us laugh and having a good time, yes. and that's his problem.
Yeah. What the cutest thing about my little Elliot is that he loves the golf cart.
Yeah.
He loves all of our golf carts.
Yeah.
He is like, and we've tried to, you know, we've seen people, because we live in a golf cart community, we've seen people take their dogs for walks on the golf cart. In other words, the dog walks or runs or whatever, and the owner rides the golf cart. Well, we've tried that.
Right.
Oh, no, he does not want any of that. He's like, I am not walking next to you. I am definitely hitching a ride on this thing.
No, he does not. He does not play with that game. But it's so cute. And it's so cute because the day I took him for a golf cart ride and we saw several other people taking their dogs for a golf cart ride. So you know what's going on in this world right now is that we are purchasing golf carts for our
Everybody's
dogs.
Like,
you know, Adam Carolla.
Well, you know, here's the thing too. At Jellystone, a kid can ride anything, helmetless, knee padless.
Yeah.
They can go in the lake and jump off the highest thing and not wear angel wings. Literally at Jellystone, it is a death trap.
Right.
But the one thing is you cannot have your dog in your lap.
While you're driving a
golf
cart.
That's like, you
didn't.
Oh, yeah. That is like.
Jellystone, no, you didn't.
That makes me so mad at Jellystone.
I know.
And of course, Dad's like, oh. You know, he's been, since he's been off, one of his wish lists for 2018 it was that he wanted to write 6 songs and then 6 Christmas songs.
Right.
And so I've had to endure this, you know. And today he wrote, It's a Jellystone Christmas.
Hey! Yeah. Oh, no, you didn't, Jellystone.
Yes, he did.
No.
It's a Jellystone.
Oh, Jellystone, no, you didn't.
With Yogi. And so, and Cindy Lou, his girlfriend.
Yeah, how sweet is that?
It was.
Well, that's just adorable.
Yeah, adorkable.
Adorkable, yes.
He's part of the dork web.
Yeah. Yeah, but Adam Carolla was talking about how he's got a dog that just is like lays around, loves just hanging around, doesn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. And their nanny, who's from Nicaragua or Honduras, you know, gets really upset with the dog. He just does nothing. He just lays around. He goes, listen, where I'm from, dogs stay outside. And Adam's like, listen, where you're from, everybody has a job. The dogs have a job. That's to keep people out of your property. Because we got an alarm system for that. Because
he didn't have a job.
Because he doesn't have a job. No, but no pets in this community have jobs. So all they have to do is lay around, be pets for us. It goes, nobody has jobs in this community, you know? And I thought that was so funny because, like, our dog needs a job.
Our dog, when we take him to the vet goes, he needs a job.
He needs a job.
In the old days, in the Greek days, with the Greek philosophers,
yes,
they used to use dogs as. Would you like to guess?
Is it sexual in nature?
No.
Okay. Is it to get the dog golf? Is it to get golf balls? Because I saw
ancient Greek.
They're made out of wood.
Aristophanes.
To speak poetry?
No.
I don't know.
They use them as napkins.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
Or like they lick the dogs with the faces? Or they wipe their stuff on their dogs?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. They would use their hands, like, come here, doggy, and like wipe their hands on the doggy.
Now, thank God you didn't say they use them as toilet paper.
Okay.
Come here, dog. Let me trail you. Don't move, dog. You just go up and down, straddle.
Jolie, you're crazy tonight.
You're like, boy, that dog smells like a toilet.
Is it?
And you're like, oh, come on, this is ancient Greece. There's everywhere, every place is a toilet. Come on, we don't have indoor plumbing
like,
yet.
You're like, officer, this dog has got to go to the hospital for a medical test. Medical test.
Let's get this. It's a specimen. It's now officially
a special specimen.
Yes. Because, oh, he's not doing well. Yeah, because he's got, well, it's my specimen. Somehow. You know, I didn't want to risk getting, you know, poison ivy from the leaves. So I had only one other thing.
That's right. And that's why we have dogs that have fur. That's why dogs have fur.
Yes.
We bred them specifically. When they in the ancient Greece, they didn't necessarily have fur.
Right.
But they had to be bred for fur.
Yeah.
Bred fur.
Bred for fur. Fur. Bread. Sure thing. I'll buy that.
Eskimo, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Hippocrates, no, you didn't. Plato, no, you didn't.
Plato, no, you didn't.
Plato, you didn't. That's how it goes.
Are we kind of crazy today?
Yeah, we're crazy, but that's
okay. We shouldn't
have
had that sugar.
Thank you, Mother. But like you said, you're so happy tonight.
I know, Julie. I'm so happy you're happy tonight.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's. I've been watching a lot of... this is what I want to talk about tonight.
Oh, my gosh, what?
I wanted to propose... So when we go work... Yeah, there you go. On my hand and knee.
I accept.
If only we could in America.
We can't, Julie. Well, not, no, wait a minute. No, in Hawaii it's legal.
Yeah.
Maybe Arkansas.
I don't know. But
Oklahoma.
When we work out, sometimes the talk is on. And on the big screen, and it has closed captioning or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that stuff is just the most dribble I've ever seen in my entire life.
The talk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there. Maybe because I'm not hearing it correctly.
Mm-hmm. You're just seeing the actual words.
Yes.
And you're calling it dribble.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, because here was the big thing. And yet I was totally involved in this debate.
Oh, there was a debate with the dribble. Okay.
I saw both sides because I'm a creative genius.
Sure,
yeah.
You're a genius.
I'm a creative genius. I saw both opposites.
Your father needs to have a little bit of that.
Yeah. So here is the whole thing. I guess this thing went viral, this dilemma. Woman, I'm guessing she's in her 20s, but I'm not 100% sure. She can't possibly be older than 30 because everybody's behavior in this was just horrific.
Meaning
and narcissistic.
They're younger.
I have to imagine they're younger.
Right, because they're not wise yet.
I just think this is too much BS to like get involved with.
Tell me what it is.
Okay,
girl.
So this woman, I'm going to say, Jess, she's in her 20s. I don't know. Was invited, it was a bridesmaid. Not maid of honor, but it was a bridesmaid in this woman's party, in her friend's party, bridal party. Mm-hmm. And I guess because she's in college, so she's young, she would have to miss some of the activities. And the bride wrote her an email or a letter saying, this is going to be kind of awkward, but, you know, I know you bought the jumpsuit already for the wedding party. You know, I guess it's all one jumpsuit for the wedding party.
Are they jumping out of planes or something?
No, I think like, you know, fancy jumps. I don't know.
Oh, got it. Like a party outfit.
Yeah, a party outfit. You know, but because you're so busy, do you mind giving up your place and I'll pick somebody else to be in the party? And, you know, because she can't attend all the functions as the bridesmaid because she's got school and stuff like that.
Hmm.
And this just set her off. And, you know, and she goes, well, now I don't know how I can go to the wedding when I've been disinvited to be a bridesmaid. And I thought to myself, first off, youngsters, you got to have, like, you can't attend the events. What kind of events are you having? I mean, really, you know, it's your day, not your effing year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not your effing season.
Mm-hmm.
It's your day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, so I, on the one hand, have, you know, True Blue, where she had gotten her, or Blue Jet, True Blue Jet, whatever that, I guess they offered to refund her plane ticket because she's not going on to the wedding.
Mm.
And the big talk was, is she wrong for not going to the wedding? Should she still go to the wedding? I thought, well, first of all, what a B to put this on social media. What a big B, you know. So that's one way of having your friend cut you out, because if I thought that my friend was upset with me, because she wasn't like dissing her. She said, you know, hey, I know this is kind of awkward. Mm-hmm. You can't attend some stuff. Let me get the jumpsuit from you and have somebody else be in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
A little crappy move. I'm mm-hmm. not going to deny that. Right, kind of right. a shit move.
Right.
But, oh no, you didn't. I'm offended because the world now, you know, there's not like there's war-torn Africa and crap like that. And I've been disinvited to being in a wedding party and I'm getting my feelings hurt. And I'm going to post this letter on social media.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, oh, the bride must go. I thought to myself, here's what I really thought.
Mm-hmm.
The bride didn't want you to go because you're a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she thought, how can I be polite mm-hmm. by disinviting her, saying, oh, mm-hmm. she's just too busy.
Mm-hmm.
We both can save face.
Ah.
Because the truth is, that woman's a bitch for putting that stuff online. You know, I mean, really.
Julie, you're actually having an opinion, though.
Yes. But I saw both parts initially.
Mm-hmm.
But now I am literally, so I don't, I here's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the bride. The bride really did not, this bride knew this woman was going down a rabbit hole of like being
mm-hmm.
crazy
mm-hmm.
and needed to disinvite her. And she goes, how mm-hmm. can I get her not to come anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, she behaved like she wanted to behave, mm-hmm. which was.
Did you see this woman? What she looked like?
I didn't see either one.
Got it. Got it.
The one woman on talk, that's the left-hand side woman,
mm-hmm.
She said, you know, she's like, oh, you know, they should know, the bridesmaid should know this is how the bride is, and they should all still be friends, and they'll have cake, you know, 2 days after the wedding, mm-hmm. and it'll all work out. I'm like, you know what? You start bringing this stuff up into social media, mm-hmm. and then now I just have another idea.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's all just BS mm-hmm. so people can get more likes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I need to get a little viral thing going. Mm. I got to get my status up, you know.
Yeah, now I get a penny for every
100 million views. I don't know. Yeah, because no matter what you do, honey, you still ain't going to be getting Kylie Jenner's numbers.
No.
Or Selena Gomez's numbers. Right. Or, you know, Kim Kardashian numbers.
Did you call her Selena?
I did. Selena Gomez. Selena.
Is that kind of like me and the Oracle of Delphi?
Exactly. Whatever. We only got a couple minutes left. So what was your opinion? Who would you have voted for? Would you be on the bride or the bridesmaid?
Oh. You know, I kind of don't
like. Or do you not care?
I kind of don't care about weddings.
I agree.
I don't like weddings.
I don't like weddings.
I ran away, got married.
Yep.
I went to Kentucky. And
then you were forced to have a wedding at church.
I didn't. I just had some spaghetti.
Yeah.
And got married in Kentucky.
I don't like weddings either.
Yeah. I think that's really, you know, probably 9 out of 10 of them end in divorce.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of hoopla.
9 out of 10 is a little high, but.
9.5
99% had a divorce, or at least a spiritual death.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. That's like that's bed.
They had a spiritual death. Yeah.
Oh, give them 10 years, they'll be unhappy.
Yeah, join the club, the marriage club. I would have never gotten married if I thought I'd live this long.
That's why we always go. Oh, gays want to be married.
Oh, why?
Let them
join the club.
Why not? Why
everybody may be unhappy.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's so funny because I'm sure when you were, you know, you're married for a long time. And I'm sure that at some point you're going, I can't believe I've been married this long.
I actually say it almost every day.
Like, oh my God. And there are times, this is when I know the Bible's right.
Yeah.
The Bible's right.
Tell me about the Bible, Julie.
Because I don't know if it's true or not, but I believe it's true.
Okay.
I believe it says in the Bible that you remember your husband or your wife as you do the first day you married.
Yes.
And which is good.
Yes.
Because when you guys both have wrinkly butts. You remember it being a little bit firmer.
I was like 19.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you how old I am. I saw going in Oregon, they had this was in Dixon, the McDonald's in Dixon.
Yeah.
It said, happy 50th birthday, Big Mac.
Hey.
And I remembered the commercial. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions,
on a sesame bun. Yeah.
That's how long we've been married.
Oh, my God. Almost, man.
As long as a Big Mac's been on the planet.
Well, and since I was the cause of that marriage,
first Big Mac.
I'm as
we still have that first Big Mac. It's still good,
and I got that. And I still may eat that thing.
It's still good. Some people have cake in their fridge.
Yeah, not me. I got that Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
Well, I thought they were something. I thought this has to be. Also, I thought it would go come and go. How could we possibly have three pieces of bread and two patties?
Yeah, and what is in that special sauce?
Exactly. What is it?
I did not think it. Now I know it's called aioli.
And the oh, no,
no.
It's just Thousand Island dressing.
I thought it was like mayo and ketchup.
Oh, is that aioli?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's Thousand Island?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different than...
It's ketchup and...
Because that has pickles in it.
It does have pickles
in it. Two all-beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions.
Yes.
On a sesame seed bun.
Yes. Yeah. Well, girlfriend, how was the show tonight?
I don't know, Julie. Shall I ask the Oracle at Delphi?
What does she say?
It was great.
It was great. Ooh. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.